It's an overcast day at Refugio State Beach. There's a few surfers in the water and two people walking along the shoreline, but it's otherwise quiet at the scenic beach. It's quite a contrast to what was happening here a year ago today. It was May 19, 2015, when a nearby oil pipeline ruptured, spilling more than 140,000 gallons of oil. It triggered a months-long cleanup effort, which cost more than $100 million. Today, though, the beach looks pristine and the popular campground is busy. Bob and Helen Vaughn of San Diego have been camping at the state beach for more than four decades.
Since 1972, actually.
It had to have been heartbreaking.
It was. Yeah, very much so. Yeah, we love this place.
How's it look now?
Good.
We wanted to come see what you had done, see how it looked. It looks wonderful.
But while the coastline looks like it's recovered, environmentalists say we really don't know what's happening offshore. Kara Redman is executive director of Santa Barbara Channel Keeper.
The superficial visual impacts of this spill have largely been cleaned up, but obviously we're going to be seeing sort of the environmental and biological impacts of the spill beneath the surface of the water and under the sand. We're going to see those impacts for a long time to come.
Redman says continued testing and research will not only help us learn more about the spill's impacts, but also come up with a price tag for Plains All-American Pipeline for the environmental damage.
Researchers from UCSB and other agencies are doing routine sampling and looking at the biota and seeing how the oil from the spill has impacted that. And that's going to be very important as the process of the natural resource damage assessment is done.
On the one-year anniversary of the massive Santa Barbara County spill, a federal agency released its final report on its investigation into the causes of the accident. The more than 500-page report by the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration says factors include corrosion of the pipeline, failure to find and fix the damage, and a lack of timely detection. The report says the spill was larger than it should have been because the pipeline didn't have an adequate leak-related warning system. Investigators say, as a result, the spill continued longer than it should have, and that at one point, a pipeline controller actually restarted the pipeline after the rupture. And the report says control room staff lack formalized training on leak detection and emergency shutdowns. The pipeline, Line 901, along with the sister pipeline, remained shut down, cutting off the flow of oil from a half dozen offshore oil platforms. Environmentalists say there need to be tougher inspections and regulations before the oil flows again.
Oil pipelines are still the best mode of transportation for oil. They're better than trains or trucks or tankers. And so it's important. I think what we learned from this oil spill was that some pipelines aren't regulated effectively. They aren't designed and operated effectively. And so that was a big wake-up call.
Linda Kropp is chief counsel for the Environmental Defense Center.
This pipeline will reopen. And the question is, who oversees it? What kind of requirements are going to apply for this particular pipeline, because it actually does not carry oil out of state? We and others are going to be asking that the state and the county oversee it. That way we will have better safeguards in place.
Democratic Assemblyman Doss Williams of Carpinteria is pushing for the local and state regulation of the pipelines.
The state fire marshal looks at all the safety data that comes in. So there's two eyes. There's the oil company themselves and the state fire marshal. At the federal level, it is only the oil company that looks at the data unless something goes wrong. I just think this is a prime example of how inappropriate that is.
Whatever happens next with regulating the pipelines, it won't be easy for Plains, the Texas-based oil pipeline company. The international attention from this bill guarantees that the resumption of service will undergo intense scrutiny. While the cleanup costs more than $100 million, experts say settling damage claims and lawsuits could easily be another $150 million. Here at the popular beach and campground, though, it's all smiles. After losing last year's entire summer season, Eric Chelstrom, section superintendent for the State Parks Department, says they're geared up for a busy few months.
We are typically full from Memorial Day to Labor Day, and it's looking like we're going to be full from Memorial Day to Labor Day this year. Surf's up.
At Refugio State Beach, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.